Welcome to Israel 18 News at 3 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Today's weather is sunny and warm across Israel. In Tel Aviv, skies are clear, while Jerusalem enjoys a mild breeze. Haifa and the northern regions are basking in sunlight. As the day progresses, temperatures are expected to remain comfortable. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports from earlier today that the IDF has destroyed Iran-backed Hezbollah tunnel systems. More tunnels remain in southern Lebanon. Also, the Times of Israel reports that settler extremists torched vehicles and cut electrical lines in West Bank raids earlier this hour. Also this hour, Israel Hayom notes that a cabinet meeting intended to discuss Gaza was cancelled after ministers complained about primary conferences. Separately, I-24 News says that Qatar, Egypt and Turkey have condemned Israeli strikes in Gaza, warning that the ceasefire is at risk. And finally, the Forward highlights a new study warning that a spike in the number of Israelis leaving the country could harm its security and economy. Now, here's what people are saying online. Open source intelligence analyst Osin613 posted just minutes ago that Iran faces potential airstrikes if it doesn't finalize a Strait of Hormuz agreement with Oman by Tuesday. Amit Segal, a prominent commentator, noted a short time ago that the IDF's withdrawal beyond the yellow line will occur only after decommissioning is complete, suggesting a diplomatic win for Israel in Gaza. Meanwhile, a post shared by Poet Soup criticizes NICAP, describing them as exploiting sectarian bigotry for profit under the guise of culture and pride. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF's operation in Lebanon. The Jerusalem Post reports that the tunnel network was not only for surveillance, but also aimed to facilitate attacks on Israeli troops and communities. This action marks a significant step in the ongoing tension between Israel and Hezbollah. The situation remains delicate, affecting regional security dynamics. Turning to the West Bank, where the Times of Israel indicates settler extremists have struck multiple villages near Nablus. The attacks involved torching vehicles and cutting electrical lines, with graffiti left behind calling for revenge. This escalation highlights the persistent tensions in the area and raises concerns about potential retaliation. Meanwhile, Israel Hayom reveals that a cabinet meeting meant to address the Gaza Peace Council framework was cancelled. Ministers instead focused on internal party matters, causing frustration. This delay could impact diplomatic efforts and peace initiatives. In a related development, I-24 News notes condemnation from Qatar, Egypt, and Turkey regarding Israeli strikes in Gaza. These countries warned that the ceasefire could be jeopardized. This reaction underscores the fragile nature of the current ceasefire and the international community's close watch on the situation. Finally, the Forward sheds light on a study showing an increase in Israelis leaving the country. This trend could have serious consequences for Israel's future security and economic stability. The demographic changes pose a challenge for policymakers and the country's long-term strategy. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business reports that the average salary in Israel is rising, reaching 15,223 shekels. While employment figures are recovering, concerns linger over economic disparities. Separately, Mariv Business highlights a shocking gap in land prices in northern Israel. Attorney Ron Rogan points out that the land discount policy leads to significant disparities between Jewish and other communities. And finally, CITEC discusses Nanotherma's innovative approach to energy. The startup uses nanomaterials to convert waste heat from data centers into usable electricity. This move addresses growing energy demands driven by AI advancements. That's your Israel 18 news update for the afternoon. We'll be back with more at 4 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.